Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Boy, it almost sounds like they're about to break into the Beatles, and I love her, doesn't it? Well, that's Roy Nathanson for you. The Brooklyn songwriter, sax player, and bandleader always seems to be suggesting one musical path and then heading off in another, often taking people like Elvis Costello and Deborah Harry with him. His current band, called Sotto Voce, combines jazz, storytelling, and beatboxing. There is no drummer here in the studio, despite what your ears may tell you. Here, live on Soundcheck, is Roy Nathanson and Sotto Voce with a live performance of the title track from their brand new album called Complicated Day.
Another complicated day where I dream away the hours, never knowing when my star will fall. Warts and all down, I sing the corners of a grand old song, where the hero just limps along, always pining about a heart unhinged, passion dims down. Now another twilight morn starts teary-eyed in this morning rush. Wished I hadn't said those words last night that dragged your pure heart.
Those may be gifts and thanks, shining like sand.
Looks to me I'm not the only one. Seems the platform's filled with hearts undone, all just waiting till the clock strikes five and that hope turns around. Guess it's up to me to turn the page, plant my feet upon the shifting stage, memorize more complicated lines to a play that won't slow down. Memorize more complicated lines to a play. Thank you.
That is good stuff. From Roy Nathanson and the band Sotto Voce, live in the Soundcheck studio, and the title track from their brand new album called Complicated Day. Roy Nathanson on saxophone, Curtis Faulks, the trombonist, the lead vocals on that track, Tim Kaya on bass, some backing vocals, Jerome Harris on guitar, more backing vocals, Napoleon Maddox doing the beatboxing, and Sam Bardfeld playing the violin. By the end of the day, you'll have heard all six of these musicians singing, background at least. Roy, good to have you back with us on Soundcheck.
It's nice to be here.
So you wrote the lyrics for that in addition to the music.
Right, yeah.
You've been telling us stories for a long time now, going back to, you know, your sort of concept record, Fire at Keaton's Bar and Grill, all right. Those years ago. The last album, Subway Moon, was a kind of noirish take on the New York City subways and stuff. Is this a concept album?
This was supposed to be really, more than anything, this was really a song album. Just really, I just felt like over these years I've been combining text and music and different kinds, really telling stories and finding different ways to combine words and music in mm-hmm. ways that weren't really songs exactly,
right.
That were kind of constructions.
And I should mention, you actually did a radio play
right.
on WNYC.
Right.
What was it, back in the late 80s or
no,
90s?
No, it was 2001. It
was it that recent?
Yeah, next big thing we did in that show. And no, but I was always looking, also with the Jazz Passengers, when Curtis and I had, we would always sort of try to combine stories with...
Right.
With the music in some kind of way. And as time's gone on, you know, and I went and got a master's in poetry, and so I sort of got very involved in separating words and music. And, you know, but the ultimate thing has still always been storytelling in some way to me. And as the band, as this Sotto Voce band has congealed, and the guys are really kind of wonderful singers, they're all players mm-hmm. and singers in the band. You know, I got closer and closer to really wanting to have them really be songs.
Right.
You know, that
right.
they came into their own as their own little constructions of songs. So I don't know if it's a concept album as much as it's an album of songs about the experiences that I've had in the last few years.
Yeah. And in addition to your own songs, there are three very carefully, it seems, chosen covers that kind of fit into, if there is a narrative here, that kind of fit into the idea
right.
of,
well,
of a long,
I mean,
and complicated day.
It's been a hard couple of years, the last 2 years or so. I mean, I feel like in my own life, I'd had so many things happen when I was younger that were rough, and I talked about in my radio play and stuff. And I feel like in my modern life, I have a great family, and things were going great, and things are still good, but mm-hmm. in fact, came to be some hard things. You know, I lost some people and things like this, and that hadn't happened for a long time, and sort of I was revisited
yeah.
to the darker things, and the stories all have to do with you know like this one about raising a kid, how hard
sure.
that is, and
yeah, yeah.
My son actually sings on one of them in the meantime, and so it has a kind of a quality of just telling my song stories,
right? But there's the Isaac Hayes song "Do Your Thing," which
right.
you know is kind of like.
Right,
that's,
I think
that's what you do.
Right, exactly. So the Isaac Hayes song is really a kind of a theme song.
Yeah.
And, you know, I felt it's exactly what this band does.
And was I hearing things in the song "And," or was there really a nod to the Beatles?
There is definitely a nod to the Beatles,
okay.
but without publishing.
So. Busted, so
because,
Roy Nathanson.
Because I mean, actually, really what that's about is the poem. I wrote a poem for my wife called "And." And that's the end poem
the end
of the
thing.
Song,
yeah.
And so really, in a sense, what the song is, it was a takeoff a little bit on the Beatles thing with "and." It's really "and I love and I love the word and."
Uh-huh.
So it's "and I love," instead of "I love her," I love "and," right? So that's, but also, Tim wrote that. Tim did a lot of arranging in this.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, he arranged the "I Can See Clearly Now" thing.
The Johnny Nash song,
right.
yeah.
which also somehow has a celebratory thing that's the opposite of a lot of stuff.
Right. So it's like at the end of a hard and complicated day, I actually can see where I'm going.
Exactly. Right. It has that.
The album's called Complicated Day, brand new from Roy Nathanson and the band Sotto Voce. Why that name, Sotto Voce? The idea that you're lowering your voice and speaking sotto voce?
I mean, I think that after the Passengers, after Debbie left the band. And,
this is Deborah Harry and your old band, the Jazz Passengers.
And I went back and I started teaching. Mm-hmm. And my life kind of calmed down and I wasn't touring as much. And I was really looking for a way to not necessarily have stars in the band and just tell my stories and tell them in a multi-layered way with words, sounds, and all. And so that I feel like the voce, the voice, is the instruments, is the beatbox, is the, you know, mm-hmm. and to find, it's really to look for language in a way to tell stories that has different oral, you know, things that fit what I, my heart, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that you know, the song Complicated Day is just very, it just sort of invites you in as opposed to like screaming out at you, listen to me, look at me. You want to do World of Fire next?
Yeah.
All right. Good. We're speaking with Roy Nathanson and hearing the band Sotto Voce. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today, and this song from the new record, Complicated Day, is called World of Fire.
Thank you.
verbs from a past tense. All those, where have they gone? Stars in our eyes, can't do more. Spend our nights just dreaming this world of fun.
World of Fire is the name of the song. Roy Nathanson and the band Sotto Voce live in the Soundcheck studio. Roy's playing sax, Curtis Falks on trombone, Tim Kaya playing the bass, Jerome Harris on guitar, Napoleon Maddox beatboxing, Sam Bardfeld on violin. Everybody sings. Tim sang lead on that song called World of Fire. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today, and we're going to listen next to the lead-off track from the new album, Complicated Day. It's called Simon.
Go fishing,
cause folks will be huffing and puffing. They'll be swimming hard to fight in the world. They'll be kicking and scratching. They'll be biting and hacking. The one you hook, she'll be ready to learn.
Simon says go fishing. Simon says go fishing. Simon says go fishing. Go fishing.
When you're ready, go down to the cabin. Turn the lights down low and swoon. Your fish will be flipping and flopping there by the light of the moon. Close your eyes, let the stars shine through you. Let them shine past the pain in your heart. Cause when morning comes, you'll be back on dry land. You forget you ever fought.
Simon says go fishing. Simon says go fishing. Simon says go fishing. Go fishing.
Then you'll both go about your business. You'll be raising guppies and rushing to work. You'll be passing each other just like ships in the night, forgetting the way things were.
You'll hear stories about nights not ending, and ships that never came home from sea. You'll shake your heart and wonder as
a story that could happen to me.
Yeah, you know, so maybe that's the time to call Simon. Say, Simon, won't you come on home? And pray he'll ring back before your fish swims free, or you'll be rowing your boat all alone.
Simon says, go fishing. Simon says, go fishing. Simon says, go fishing. 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 Go fishing.
Song's called Simon, and it's from Roy Nathanson and the band Sotto Voce, performing live here in the Soundcheck studio. Songs from the brand new album called Complicated Day. Roy Nathanson and Sotto Voce in our Soundcheck studio. And Roy, you are a New York veteran. I mean, you mentioned before your former band, the Jazz Passengers. You worked with the Lounge Lizards prior to that. There does seem to be a sense of maybe personal nostalgia in this album. Are you nostalgic for an older New York as well?
I'm always nostalgic for an older New York. This New York scares me. You know?
Well, no, you know, the album cover is a woman, you know, her back is to us. She's clearly on a subway platform. That could be from the 1940s or 50s, or you could have taken that last week.
Well, yeah, there's part of the thing of Complicated Day is talking about how things are going too fast. And, you know, it has an aging quality. It definitely has. There's definitely a subtext of talking about age and talking, you know. But I always loved that anyway. I talked about aging when I was, you know, I remember Mark Rebo said that I was like 28. We were in the Lounge Lizards. He said, you know, you can be really yourself when you're 55, because I was always nostalgic. You know, I was nostalgic. So, I mean, I think, but yes, there is definitely that. And you know, who doesn't love all that kind of black and white, you know, a woman looking without... My wife took that picture, actually. It's an amazing picture.
It's a really nice picture, yeah. It's on the cover of the record.
China Myers.
Complicated Day is the name of the album. Roy, always a pleasure to have you here with us in the Soundcheck studio, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, John. It'd be great. Thanks.
This is Soundcheck.
As we yearn for love or some such word, but close our heart house down, when all we need on rainy days is rain.
That does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.